Dodging some loose bricks still falling from the smashed wall, JB hit the sand running and started to follow the hoofprints, holding tightly onto his munitions bag to keep it from flapping about and slowing him. Then a rumble sounded to the left, and he felt the ground shake as horses came thundering out of the darkness. Whistling loudly, JB headed toward them, thinking it was his friends. Then blasters started sparking in the darkness, around tugging on his leather jacket. Mounted guards!
Damn it!
Zigzagging in the night, JB opened up with the Uzi, the hardball ammo mowing down the first row of animals, the second row plowing into the dead. The shouts of pain were music to his ears. Then the submachine gun jammed on a bad round, and JB began laying tracks while jerking on the bolt to free the brass from the ejector port.
Outlander!
As the jam came free, JB raced for the desert, firing bursts over his shoulder until the Uzi was empty. Pulling a concussion grin from his bag, he pulled the pin and released the spoon to flip the explosive charge high into the air. The shockwave slammed Sekhmen off the parapet to fall to their deaths. At the sound of the grin, Ryan turned and squinted. There was a hellish light pouring through the breach in the Ville wall from the burning buildings, and in the glow he could make out a running figure wearing a fedora and glasses.
Thank God John got out alive!
We go back!
No! We stay here!
Ryan reined his horse to a stop and slid the Steyr off a shoulder.
Dean, get going, son.
The younger Carter wheeled his mount and started for the Ville, racing across the sand, staying just out of the light washing through the breach. Working the bolt, Ryan chambered around and raised the sniper rifle to his eye for only a moment before firing. Silhouetted by the fire, a black shape on top of the wall cried out, the crossbow in his hands firing its quarrel into the guard beside him. Leveling the 30-30 long blaster, Mildred began to slowly squeeze off rounds, and Sekhmen fell off the wall. Then Christy, Jack, and Doc trained their weapons on the outriders as they appeared coming over a low dune. The mounted Sekhmen had tried to outflank the companions, and paid dearly for arriving too soon. Crouched low in the saddle, Dean urged the horse onto greater speed as he pounded across the flat open ground, his body moving in perfect rhythm with the massive animal. The distance between him and JB was decreasing by the second, and reaching behind, Dean released the lacings and the saddlebag slipped to the ground, making room for his passenger. This was why his father had sent Dean. He was the only person small enough to share a horse with JB and not fall behind from the weight of two riders. The ground around JB was puffing dust as the Ville Sekhmen started to find his range. The armorer was running in a zigzag to avoid offering a steady target, but he was starting to tire, and the range was too great for his shotgun, the last grin, or anything else he had. His lungs were burning from the frantic effort, and his precious glasses kept threatening to bounce off his face as he pounded the sand. Reloading the Nitro Express, Christy choked off a scream as an arrow went through her hair, cutting off several of the living filaments, and Jack cursed as he dropped the Winchester, blood flowing down a limp arm. A buzz went by Dean, and he felt something wet trickling down his cheek. Blood? Hot pipe that had been close. A half inch more and he would have been impaled on the shaft of the quarrel. Blasted locals were too damn good with those crossbows. Reining the sweaty horse to an abrupt halt, Dean offered JB a hand, and the man scrambled on, kicking the beast hard in the rump with the heels of his combat boots. The armorer held onto the saddle for dear life.
Light this candle!
Dean didn't bother to reply, just headed the horse into the darkness, kicking up the sand. Creaking loudly, the front gate of Rock Point raised, and out stormed a dozen fresh riders, brandishing long blasters. Now moving fast enough, JB hauled a C4 block out of his bag, stabbed it with a timing pencil, broke off the detonator, and tossed it behind. Dean banked to the left, and left again to confuse the enemy marksman.
What was that?
Protective cover!
The charge hit the ground and rolled a few yards before violently exploding, throwing out a hellstorm of sand. Unable to see anymore, the guards on the wall had to stop shooting out of fear of chilling their fellow Sekhmen. Not hindered by that consideration, Ryan and the others filled the swirling sandstorm with lead, the screams of dying men and horses a testament to the accuracy of their shots. Taking advantage of the distraction, Jack slipped off his horse, retrieved his blaster, and crawled awkwardly back into the saddle. Ripping open his shirt, he stuffed the wounded arm into it as a crude sling, then crammed the reins into his mouth and started to fire the Winchester with one hand, throwing the long blaster forward by the lever, then pulling the trigger. One of the horses coming their way was nicked in the shoulder and veered sharply away from the pain to collide into another. Mounts and riders mixed and went crashing to the ground in a wild jumble of limbs and blasters. The two Sekhmen directly behind tried to jump the tangle of bodies, but only landed directly on the fallen men, crushing them, hooves slamming into chest with piledriver force, ribs shattering. Half blind from the swirling sand, the rest of the pack rode onward, unlimbering their weapons, when the night was suddenly illuminated by a strident detonation within the vill. Seconds later, a towering geyser of clear water rose like a fountain above Rock Point. Brian smiled as his horse pounded over the hilly desert.
Looks like somebody finally found the tripwire.
The men on the wall stopped firing at the incredible sight, then held out their palms as a light sprinkle rained upon them from the rumbling geyser. Slowing their horses, the outriders did the same, staring in wonder at the fantastic, impossible sight. Water, clean, clear water, was gushing upward from the temple in the heart of the vill in unlimited amounts.
Nuke! Hell, it was a trick! Guys have told us there was barely enough water to keep us alive while he was sitting on a hidden ocean!
Another man switched from looking at the vill to the escaping outlanders.
That son of a bitch even lied to his own Sekhmen.
Blood for water, my ass!
Reining in his mouth, a sergeant brought his horse to a ragged halt in the sand and addressed his troops.
Forget the outlanders! Let's go get that son of a bitch Gaza and string him up by the balls!
Waving their blasters, the Sekhmen shouted obscenities in reverse direction to charge back into the vill, hell-bent for bloody revenge.